I'd like to begin by acknowledging the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respect to their elders past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. Welcome to Stepping Up, the podcast where we explore all things organisation, mental health, routines, personal development, motherhood, and health. I'm your host, Steph Pace, and I'm the woman behind Just Another Mummy Blog, and also the founder of Step Pace Planners. But I can assure you, this is not just another podcast. Online, I'm known for my organisation tips and tricks and the occasional banter, but it definitely wasn't always this way. I used to be a hot mess, and occasionally still am, and I'm here as your honest and real friend each week to show you how I turn my life of chaos into clarity. Between the house, health, kids, work, and wanting to be the best version of yourself, it can be overwhelming. And I'm here to give you the tools and tips to stop you feeling like a slave to your daily tasks, home, life, and especially the expectations you have on yourself. Join me as I share my journey and insights into the art of balancing it all and speak to guests who can help us all live a better life. Whether you're looking to streamline your daily routines, boost your well-being, achieve your fitness goals, dive into personal development, or find inspiration to step up into the best version of yourself, we've got you. So, are you ready to step up your game? Let's go. Hello, guys, and welcome back to Stepping Up. I'm back in Australia. I'm off the boat. If you guys didn't know, we just got back from technically an 11-day cruise. We went to New Zealand and I have had sea legs for a few days now, but it was one of those holidays where it was just a lot of fun. Like, it was jam-packed, and we all know what it's like when you're a parent and you go on holidays. Basically, you're parenting in a different location, but it was just so good to just have fun, like just to not think about work for a while. There was so much music and activities, and I've got like the biggest inner child. And I love music, and they had all the good, like the millennials hits and like the 80s and 90s. And Harper had so much fun. She was dancing with us. So we went with Ryan's parents, my cousins, and then like my cousin's boyfriend and my cousin's friend. We just had the best time ever. And I did not realize how much I just needed to have fun. I just needed to have a good time and just not think about all the things. And so we went to three places in New Zealand. I think it was supposed to be four stops, but I think we could only go to three because we had 8-meter swells. And I do not get seasick. But on one of the days, my whole family was sick. Like, we were all carrying sick bags. Ryan and I were sick, like in the bathroom. It was not pretty. And our room was like at the start of the ship, like the front, where you can feel it really bad. And the poor kids, like, it was just a day. And you know, when you're seasick, really is the worst. But back on land now, I went into the office yesterday and I just felt like everything was swaying. I'm like, I'm still moving. I've still got sea legs. But yes, it was so, so needed. But what's really led me to talk about today, I'm going to read you this Instagram post, and it really does call you out. So just be warned, but it is so, so important. So this is what the post said. I do not want to be remembered as a woman who is always exhausted. I do not want to be remembered as a woman who is always stressed, always busy, always rushing, always holding herself together and pushing through. I would like to be remembered as a relaxed woman, a compassionate woman, a curious, joyful, pleasure-loving woman, a woman who works hard and rests deeply, who loves fiercely and lives peacefully, a woman who knows her worth and her power, who accepts her imperfections and her vulnerabilities, who embraces her limitations and her possibilities, a woman who laughs and cries and aches and loves and is enchanted by the mess and magic and mundaneness of this beautiful, shimmering life. And that was written by Nicola Jane Hobbs. Now, how bloody confronting is that? Just reading the first line, I do not want to be remembered as the woman who was always exhausted, or the woman that was always rushing, always holding herself together, always busy, always stressed. I literally just started crying because I was like, holy shit, that has been me for the longest time. And I'm all about, you know, anti-hustle and stuff, but it's the truth. Like, I just don't want to be remembered as that. When you think about how people are going to remember you when we're not here anymore, like, we want to be remembered for who we are at our core. And that was really who I was on the cruise. I was silly. I was just joyful. I was just singing. I didn't care. And this post just really shook me to my core, and it really woke me up. And if this post and what I've just said relates to you, you need to listen to this episode, because I'm also going to be talking about at the end what we can do to stop living this way. I feel like as children, It's the only time in our lives where we are truly present. We're not thinking about what you have to do in the future. We're not thinking about tomorrow. We're not thinking about anything. And then when you think about it, when you're children, the days go forever. Like they go for so long. And I've said this before, but when you're children, you're not worried about all the tasks ahead. You're not worried about all the to-dos and where you should be or what you should be doing. You're truly present. And then as soon as you're an adult, you need to have everything done right now. And then you're always thinking about what you need to do next. Have a think about it. Right now, it's April. Like, where the hell has this year gone? Like, how is it April? I feel like even when you think back down to lockdown, that was in 2020. How is this 2024? We're just so focused on getting to the next place, doing the next thing, doing. We're being human doings and not human beings. We've just been rushing through this whole year. One of the things that I always tend to think about is when, and this is a bit deep now, but those who are older, as in like the 80s and 90s, or even on their deathbed, the biggest regret they have is not being more present and that they worked too much and they just didn't do the things they wanted to do. They just did what they thought was expected of them. You know, I promised myself after my dad passed away, who he waited to be retired to live his life, that I wouldn't work my ass off so much. Like I would just like be present and I wouldn't be worried about the next thing and the next thing. And old habits die hard. I'm someone that I can't even sit down and watch TV. Like I can't tell you the last time I've watched TV. Actually, no, that's a lie. I actually did just watch a doco. Ryan and I watched this cruise doco on how like cruises are run and how much food and shit they need. It's insane. Anyway, that's me going on a tangent. But I tend to not ever watch TV. I'm just not ever in the room. My body's in the room, but I'm not in the room. So today I'm going to be sharing with you the realizations I had after reading this post and then some questions and actions you can take to reassess your current situation and how you're actually living your life right now so we can be present together and not miss out on our whole life. Because the thing is, if we continue to be the woman that's always stressed, always rushing, always exhausted, you're going to blink and then we're going to be old people, as in like old, old bloody people, as in we're wearing nappies again. We need to just slow it down for a minute. Now, before I get into it, if you don't already, please do follow this podcast. It helps me so, so much to continue doing these episodes and continue connecting with you guys. And it means the absolute world to me. So please do hit follow, whether you're listening on Spotify or Apple or wherever you're listening from. It helps me so, so much. And I appreciate you and I love you. All right. So the first thing I want to talk about is how we're rushing through life. Let's just think about it. During the week, we're thinking about Friday. During the day, we're thinking about bedtime. We're just rushing to get there. We're waiting to get to bedtime so we can finally rest. We're waiting for Friday so we can finally relax. We're waiting for summer. We're waiting for holidays. We're waiting to save that money, go on that trip. And you're just not letting yourself enjoy where you are right now. You're always waiting for the next thing. And how many times, like let's say for an example, as like a holiday, how many times have you been so excited for a holiday? You get there and you're still stressed and you're still thinking about things. And then you get home and it's back to normal life again. Things don't actually change. So what are we waiting for? Like, what are we actually waiting for? We're rushing through the school holidays, like right now it's school holidays here, and we're rushing through it. We're just trying to get through it. We're always waiting to be happy, waiting to feel content, waiting to reach that goal, make that money, get fit, do this, do that. And then we think when we get there that we're going to be happy. And then you get there and you're still the same person. On the inside, you're still the same. Like you should not be rushing through your day and being excited. Like, and I really did realize this on the health retreat. I realized that every day I was just so excited for bedtime. And I realized essentially I'm excited to be unconscious to my life. That's a little bit fucked up. Like that's messed up. I should want to be awake. I should want to be with my family. I should want to be present in my life because people like my nan and dad, they would kill to live one more day. And here we are worrying about so much shit. When you think about it, the things we're worrying about last week, do we even think about that right now? Majority of the time we don't. And the problem is right now is with social media, it really does make us feel like we should be somewhere else, doing something else with someone else. And it stops us from being where we are right now. You think about it, you wake up, bloody Sally's back. And where do you think she is? She's in the Maldives again. Bloody Sally, mate, honestly. You wake up. You're about to get ready to go to work and get your kids to school and you're looking at Sally, again, wishing you were where she was, wishing you were doing what she is, wishing that you were probably Sally right now. And as humans, we're not meant to have access to that much. And social media really does stop us from being present. And it's a way of us numbing out of our own lives. That's why people watch TV. That's why people like to eat and drink and all the things. And that's why people like to scroll. It's a way for us to numb out, and it makes us want to be where everyone else is, but where we are right now. Another thing this made me realize is that we take life so seriously. You know, let's say you're at the grocery store and you're just so stressed because you're like, shit, I need to get home, I need to get these groceries, and then I'm going to need to do the laundry, and then I've got this, and then I've got that. And it's like, okay, well, just you'll get it done eventually. It's not the end of the world. Calm the fuck down, Steph. Why are you so stressed? So what if the kids are going to be 5 minutes late to school? So what if the bathroom doesn't get cleaned before your friend comes over? So what if you didn't get 100 things done on your to-do list? So what if you didn't get to call that person you're meant to? So what if you didn't get to post on social media? So what if you didn't get through all of your emails today? So what if you didn't get to wash your hair? So what if you didn't get to wash your car? So what if your kids didn't want to eat any vegetables today? And so what if you're too burnt out that you skip the gym? Think about the amount of stress we put on ourselves for one of those things. We feel guilty. We feel like we're not good enough. The amount of times I feel stressed for not getting through all my emails or just anything. Like, I always like to say, we're not saving lives. Unless you're a doctor, we're not saving lives. What is the worst thing that is going to happen if the kids are 5 minutes late to school? Like, yes, maybe if it's every single day, maybe like the school's going to call you up and be like, hey, bro, what's going on? But it's not that big a deal when you think about it. It's really not. Think about when we're in the car and you see people like get road rage and everyone's just rushing. And you see people when you're in the left lane and people overtake you and they're driving like maniacs. And then there's a red light anyway and they have to stop. And you end up being in the same place as each other anyway. But they're stressing out, driving a million miles an hour, probably going to get pulled over by the cops. And you're just cruising through and you both end up at the same place anyway. That's life. So you can either be the guy on the right who's stressing out, driving like a maniac, probably going to get in trouble along the way, end up at the same place. Or you can be the person on the left, in the left lane, if you're in Australia, and you can cruise on by, have the windows down, enjoy the view, listen to music, and just be present. Which lane do you guys want to be in? I know I want to be in the left lane. I want to cruise through life. I want to take in the scenery. I want to have my windows down. I want to be present. I don't want to be rushing through and being that person who somehow, like when you drive somewhere and then you realize, how did I even get here? That is going to be your life unless you wake up and stop doing this shit. Another thing I realized recently, especially because of all the changes going on in my business and things, is I tend to be, again, must be the ADHD, but I always feel like everything needs to be done right now. Like every single thing in my life, every area needs to be done right this minute. And I feel all of it. I feel the heaviness of it all. You know, we got home a couple of days ago from the cruise. I still haven't unpacked my stuff, thinking about that. I need to clean the bathroom. I have a million emails to catch up on. I need to do more interviews to hire more people. I need to get the kids sorted for like when they go back to school, all the things. And I just feel like the heaviness of it 24/7 and the weight of it 24/7. And I know what it is. It's easier said than done. We can't just click our fingers and then not worry about it anymore. Otherwise, all of us would be chilled. It's like, you know, I love Ryan, obviously, but when you see those memes on the internet and it's like the wife's panicking and that, and then the husband's like, just don't worry. You're like, oh yeah, like I'm solved. Thank you so much for saying that. That was so helpful. Luckily, Ryan doesn't say that anymore because he gets it, but it's like that. Like it's easier said than done. So this is where I'm going to take you through some things to help you not be thinking that you have to do it all right now and to kind of step back and look at your life and all the things more objectively, because that's honestly what the cruise was for me. Before the cruise, I was deep in the shit, feeling like I had to do everything at once, just feeling like everything was so dire. But then as soon as I got on the cruise and I was like, didn't really have much internet connection, like it helped me be more objective and realize that no, things can wait a minute and I can have fun and I can dance and I can be silly and no one's going to die. Everything's fine and things can wait. So when you're feeling this way, here are the questions that you can ask yourself. And these are these questions I journal quite a lot. As someone with anxiety and ADHD, I journal this quite often. I journal morning and night. I did a journaling episode all about it, how to get into it, why I do it, the benefits, and some things to get you started. I'll link that episode below. But these are the things I journaled, and I have talked about one of these questions already. But if you're feeling really rushed, really stressed, I want you to ask yourself, will I worry or remember this in 2 months from now? Will this bother me in 2 months from now? Even a week from now? A month from now? Am I going to be worried about this? The other thing I want you to think of is logically, does this have to be done today? Does this have to be done right now? Is this dire? Is this so important that you have to do this right now? Another thing I want you to ask yourself is, for example, if you're pushing yourself to get to a certain goal, am I enjoying this journey or not? Because the journey is life. That's it. We don't want to think about the end of life because we don't want to go there, but your life is a journey. And so is when you're always waiting for things. So if you're not enjoying the actual journey, you're not enjoying your life. So whatever you're striving towards, whatever you're doing, are you enjoying it? And if you're not, why are you not enjoying it? Do you need to reassess what you're doing? Do you need to reassess your everyday routine? And I want you to also think about, now this is really deep, but how do you want to be remembered? How do you want to look back in 20, 30 years from now? How do you want to remember your life? And you will probably want to be a lot more kind to yourself. Just fucking just chill. Let's just chill. Let's just take a chill pill. It's time to get into the left lane and cruise by and enjoy the view and the journey, my people.
If you've been following along this journey, you'll know how much organization has changed my life. I was and still am a hot mess, and honestly, without my planner by my side, nothing would get done. I spent years creating these planners. They have sections for monthly reflections, intention setting, resets, challenges, meal planning, cleaning schedules, budgeting, and my secret page to make sure you can balance it all. As a thank you for listening to my podcast, I want to give you your own exclusive discount code, STEFFINGUP, for 15% off any products over at Steph Pace Planners. So if you're ready to take back control of your life and get on top of your to-do list, head to stephpaceplanners.com.au and use the code STEFFINGUP for your discount today. Now let's get back to the episode.
Now, here are some other ways to stop rushing through your life and being present. So here are some tangible things we can do. Biggest one that changed my life is practicing mindfulness, which basically means doing practices that make you feel present. And there's so many different ways you can do this. There's yoga, there's meditation, there's journaling, there's art, like drawing. There's so many different things you can do. And this is something like literally, if you can just meditate for even 5 minutes a day, if you want me to do an episode on meditation, I can do this because I'm one of those people who thought it was super woo-woo and all the things, and it actually changes my life. The days I don't meditate, I am a different person because my brain is going a million miles an hour. So the best way to be really present in your life is to journal. You can get apps. I love Insight Timer. Insight Timer is so good. Like you literally have meditations in there that go for 2 minutes. You can save them. You can tell the app how you're feeling and it can recommend things for you. There's ones for parenting. There's literally everything in that app. I love it. So I do recommend that one. And if you sit there, if you're like me and you're like, Steph, I think way too much. There's no way I can meditate. The goal of meditating isn't to have your brain to be silent. It's just to be, just to give yourself a minute. Because think about it, when you're awake, just like your body, you'll sit down to have a break. But when does your brain actually get a break during the day when you're awake? Never. It's always thinking. Even doing things like reading. I love reading fiction. That has been the best practice for me to help me not think about all the things. So I highly recommend getting into fiction. Honestly, fiction is life. And it's also so crucial to set realistic expectations for yourself and to remember it's okay to take things slow. I said this the other week, it's okay to not be going 1% better every day. There's days you just need to be, just be stagnant and be happy with it. Another way to stop rushing through life is to focus on the process rather than the end goal, like I've said. With my health and fitness journey, all the times I quote unquote fell off the bandwagon is because I'd go all or nothing. I'd absolutely smash myself and I'd hate it. I was miserable. I was eating chicken breast and broccoli every day. I never saw my friends. And I'm like, what's the bloody point if I'm not enjoying my life? And it was this huge thing that took me years to figure out. Then I finally got to this point where I got to have balance and actually enjoyed what I did as exercise. If you don't like what you're doing, don't do it. Why are you killing yourself to get to this end goal when you're not enjoying the process? Because when you get to the end goal, like I did, I lost 25 kilos and I got to that goal and I was more miserable than I was at the start. So you need to be enjoying the process itself. Another very easy thing to do is taking time each day just to appreciate the small moments. So even doing things like going for a walk without listening to music. I know that sounds hard. Without scrolling your phone, but just going for a quick walk, just looking around and just being truly present in the moment. You know, put your phone away when you get home and we with the kids. Like Ryan, I love putting our phone in the drawer because it gives you that physical barrier from your phone and you're less likely to just like automatically pick it up. Like it's such a habit. And that leads me to my next point, which is disconnect from technology. Like I said, social media will make you want to be somewhere else. It literally increases our cortisol like nothing else. It's insane. So disconnect from the world. Again, I'll link another podcast I did on how to cut down your phone time. It's life-changing. The days I am on my phone too much, I am so much more anxious. I'm rushing more. I feel like I should be posting all this content and doing all these things. But we need to look up. We're all looking down at our phone so much, and we're going to miss life unless we look up. Now, the last thing I want you to do, and this is a very practical tip, is be very specific with your to-do list. Now, so many people are actually using their to-do list wrong. They're writing these really broad tasks like clean the house, do the project, like really broad tasks. And then we get too overwhelmed and then we don't do them. So I want you to be so specific and only try to give yourself 3 main things a day, if that. And I know it's sometimes not possible. Like my to-do list is always chockers. But just know my to-do list is always transferred to the next day. And also, let's just be honest with each other. You're never, ever, and I'm sorry to say this, but you're never going to get to the end of your to-do list. And you don't want to, because your to-do list is your life. It's what you do every day. You get up, you have things to do. And you need to accept that you're never going to fully get to the end of your list. And that's okay. And you need to feel okay with that. And that's why I'm just so passionate about my planner and things like that, because it helps me see the lack of balance in my life. I like to schedule in my exercise. I schedule in the family, like the evening block, the morning routine, the family time, all that stuff. And I can see where I'm putting too much of my time or too little of my time. And then it takes the thinking out of it. And I use my to-do list alongside of it, because as the day goes on, things come up and you just jot them down. But you need to be so specific with your to-do list. And that means literally, instead of saying like clean the whole house, you would write wipe down the kitchen benches, clean the entryway, things like that, like really specific. Now, I know this was deep and a huge wake-up call, and it can be pretty confronting for a lot of us. But here's a little recap just to remind you of what we talked about and what steps you can actually take so you can stop beating yourself up and stop rushing through life and being that person in the right lane that's driving like a bloody lunatic. So first thing that we realize is we're rushing through life. We're rushing for bedtime. We're rushing for the weekend, rushing for summer. We're not doing that anymore. We got to start acting like every day is Sunday. You know how on the weekend, I've talked about this before, on the weekend you wake up and you feel a bit different. Or for you, you wake up on your day off and you feel different. Let's aim to feel like that every day. Even when we have to go to work and do all the things. Because when you think about it, majority of our life is, unfortunately, yes, it's at work. Yes, it's cleaning and doing things that we don't want to do. So we need to start viewing things differently. And I'm taking my own advice with this because I'm very much in the same boat as you guys. The next thing is taking life too seriously. Why are we so bloody serious? If the kids are going to be 5 minutes late to school, it's fine. They're probably like, sweet mum, let's go to Macca's. That's awesome. The third thing is you can't do it all, be it all, and fix it all right now. You're only human. You can only do one thing at a time. And you do not need to earn your rest. And then the things that we need to do to actually be present in our lives and stop rushing is practicing mindfulness, really taking a look at the expectations we have on ourselves, focusing on the process and the journey rather than the end goal. Taking time each day just to be without distractions, without your technology, without your headphones, and also being really specific with your to-do list and making sure you're not overloading yourself. Now, I hope this episode has helped you guys. And I know, again, it's probably triggering because it triggered the hell out of me. I literally cried when I read that post. But please always let me know on Instagram how you found this episode. I know you guys absolutely loved the episode I did on being in a slump. And I feel like this really relates to that. Because a lot of us that are in a slump are usually just on autopilot and just rushing through our lives and not actually enjoying ourselves. So just let your hair down, stop taking life so seriously, and let's just bloody live and be present, because we owe that to ourselves. We owe that to our family and loved ones, and life just goes too fast. Anyways, as always, please don't forget to follow. You will not want to miss next week's episode. And of course, please let me know on socials what part of this episode you love the most, and I'll see you guys on Monday. Bye. Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode of Stepping Up. I don't want this to be just another podcast that you listen to, you get inspiration, and then you don't take action. If there's been something in this episode that will help you step up into the best version of yourself, open up your trusty planner and make a plan. And if you've loved listening to today's episode, take a screenshot and show me where you've been listening from. I love seeing it. Make sure you tag us at @stepping_up and @stephpace_ on Instagram so we can see it. And make sure you subscribe, because you won't want to miss what's coming up next week.